This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. So who has the rights? States, cities, or the federal government? It's a legal battle raging all over the country right now. While states' rights were the linchpin of challenges to the Obama administration over Obamacare and other initiatives, states are still in play both against and in support of the Trump administration. But cities are also targets right now. Here's Attorney General Jeff Sessions outlining a policy back in March that cities in particular cannot expect to maintain a so-called sanctuary policy regarding immigration.
I'm urging states and local jurisdictions to comply with these federal laws, including 8 U.S.C. Section 1373. Moreover, the Department of Justice will require that jurisdictions seeking or applying for Department of Justice grants to certify compliance with 1373 as a condition of receiving those awards.
But U.S. District Judge William Orrick ruled last week that President Trump had exceeded his presidential authority when he signed an executive order on January 25th that ordered federal funding to be withheld from the more than 300 cities that qualify as sanctuary jurisdictions. Leon Fresco, former Deputy Attorney General of the Justice Department, where he was head of the Office of Immigration Litigation under the Obama administration, says the idea that the federal government would punish the cities is key to Judge Orrick's decision.
The issue is that generally, over the course of many decades, there has been legislation that has said that if certain states and localities don't do certain programs, they don't get certain federal funding. But during the Obamacare legislation implementation, there was a piece of legislation which said that if states do not accept what's called the Medicaid expansion, which would have expanded Medicaid for populations that didn't have insurance, they would have lost all of their Medicaid funding. And so the Supreme Court said that that kind of level of a decrease of funding was deemed coercive and was deemed to violate the 10th Amendment. And so what Judge Orrick said was that, again, if there was a threat that a state or a city would lose all of its federal funding, not just a small targeted portion of federal funding for, quote unquote, refusing to enforce the immigration law, which was, again, not clear what that meant, that would be an unconstitutional program that would be implemented toward the states and the cities.
What evidence did Judge Orrick cite that the administration is using this as a kind of punitive measure?
Well, so here's what's interesting. Because this threat had not been implemented into law and had just been remaining a threat, what Judge Orrick said was he needed to go into the statements that were actually being made by the president and by the attorney general. And the statements there were very clear, but very broad. They said that if a state and locality refused to enforce the immigration law, that state and locality would lose all of its federal funding. And so even though the Department of Justice was arguing, no, it would be a very small targeted two or three grants programs that would not affect the states and localities in any kind of substantive manner, the judge said, well, you cannot reconcile that with the statements actually being made by the attorney general and the president. And because the cities need budgeting certainty, they need to know what grants are coming and not coming, he felt it was appropriate to rule immediately and to enjoin any threat or possibility that the city of San Francisco and Santa Clara might lose their all of their federal funding because they were not, quote unquote, cooperating with the immigration law, which again was not clear what cooperation would be expected prior to losing the funding.
Now, is there an issue that if the federal government tries to mess with money that's allocated to the states, it also runs into the congressional power to, you know, lay and collect taxes and to, you know, control fiscal spending?
Right. Correct. Which is to say that one of the other things that troubled Judge Orrick in this case was that Judge Orrick said, if you're going to do something like cut all federal funding, then that is something that needs to be done by Congress. Congress needs to say, if you don't do X, Y, and Z with regard to immigration enforcement, here are the levels of funding that you lose. Now, again, the attorney general was saying it'd be all federal funding. The president was saying it was all federal funding. But in the court, the Department of Justice was saying, no, it's these two or three targeted grant programs that already have this in there. But the judge said that's not what the attorney general and the president were saying. So I'm going to enjoin any threat on this sort of broad federal funding laws for failure to enforce the immigration laws.
Leon Fresco is former Deputy Assistant Attorney General at the Justice Department, where he was head of the Office of Immigration Litigation under the Obama administration. Leon, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.